language remained in the bill?
No, Mr. Chairman. The amendments that we have before us, dash 16, as written, remove that from the bill.
And I understand.
And I don't think that was the intent the last time, but that's what I need the committee to establish.
The intent was, and let me speak on, we're talking about page 12 of section 14.
Mm-hmm, that's correct, Mr. Chairman.
The AG remains responsible. I believe we removed the reference where, I can't recall what 426.250 is.
That's the cost section, Mr. Chairman.
The cost, but where does that put it? The AG was to be responsible for its own costs. The further thing was the DA was to appear and subsection 5 was deleted because we took out the penalty provision for the AG not appearing.
That's true, Mr. Chairman.
So subsection 5 would be deleted.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. That is reflected in the amendments we have before us, but our amendments that we have before us also delete lines 1 through 20.
I don't think we deleted that, Mr. Chairman.
No, we did not delete.
We did?
No. Oh. My notes show that we deleted section 5.
Period.
Yeah. I believe that is correct. Section 14 then remains.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, so I take it we should...
Except for subsection 5.
Okay, so it should say on page 12, delete lines 21 through 29. Is that correct, Mr. Chairman?
21 through 29. And yeah. It says also insert. That is incorrect. Delete
That's
that.
Correct.
Because 14 remains a section.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
On the dash 16 amendments.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yep.
Page 13, delete lines 1 through 13.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
What does that relate to, Counselor?
That, Mr. Chairman, relates to the appointment of an examiner. And remember, the last time we had a...
We did it, instead of 1-1-1, we did it 1-1.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
This is where what relates to that.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Page 14. Line 2 is the next thing, is it not?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. I would, what this is similar to the one we talked about before, Mr. Chairman, and this has been put in here so that there would be no ambiguity relating to the Mental Health Division ability to promulgate rules or regulations concerning privilege. What I would also ask after reading this just a little while ago, I think that on lines 3, where it starts after the period with records, through the end of line 5, you may want to remove that too, because I think it creates additional ambiguity. Because we're talking about, however, nothing in the subsection is intended to make confidential medical records available to the examiner, and then going on, records and communications described in the subsection. And communications related thereto are not privileged under ORS 40.230 and 40.235.
Okay.
The bill as written makes the privilege area narrow, allowing additional evidence in. I would suggest that that be removed so that it would not present any ambiguity in the statute.
Is there any way, once we pass on amendments to this bill, that we can have it engrossed for a full committee?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the Legislative Council is already in the process of doing that.
You mean the actual bill printed?
There will be a, there, when I was down there, they were doing a hand-engrossed version.
At least hand-engrossed for the full committee.
Sure.
That's what we'll want, yeah. Okay.
It would take action by the chief clerk to have it printed.
Now, well, if we have it hand-engrossed at full committee, just as long as they can see it all together. Did you have a comment, Bill? Counsel, where were we?
I believe, Mr. Chairman, we're on line 13 of page 2, and where it refers to page 20. And
Okay.
Talks about deleting lines.
Line two of, page two, line 13 of the amendment, which refers to page 20 of the printed bill.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Mr. Chair, is it the intent of the committee to take out that old subparagraph four? That's what the amendment does.
35.
Well, sub four of section 26. Or am I? Oh, I'm one step ahead.
Page 20, lines 35.
Page 20, lines 35
to 38. Isn't that what it says?
Right, Mr. Chairman. This is another area where I'm not sure whether these amendments do, as printed, what the committee expressed, and I need some guidance in this area.
Well, I'll tell you what the committee expressed. I think maybe it wasn't the majority, but was that, what are these expenses, Council? Which are these? Are these for the Council appointed?
I believe this would be the situation where Council is appointed to represent the state's interest.
Well, Council is in the employ to represent the state's interest.
Mm-hmm.
Or other Council to present the state interest.
That's correct.
It was not the Chair's intent to remove the responsibility either from the counties or from the AG's office to pay.
So, Mr. Chairman, I know that we have an amendment, dash 15, which would change the cost from the Department of Justice to the Mental Health Division.
Which would have the effect of taking the AG's budget additional costs under 426-100 and putting those in mental health.
Mr. Chair, that is technically where it is anyway. The Department of Justice represents mental health anyway. I mean, it's a matter of semantics. So if we're going to leave paragraph 4 in, then I would suggest that the amendment labeled dash 15 really is a technical amendment that makes it really the mental health budget that pays for it. The Department of Justice then bills mental health. You follow me?
I do.
So if we're going to leave in 14, we should have 15. If we're going to take out 14, we don't need 15.
No, and I agree, Representative Bellamy, and I think that it's just dollars shifted within the state budget between mental health and the AG's office, and if they want their internal accounting practices or even possibly internecine-type battles out in public, we don't.
So is it the intent to leave in that section 4?
Yes, and it would be my intent, Representative Bellamy, if I understand the effect of your amendments, to support them.
The dash?
And those are dash 15, am
dash
I correct?
Dash 15.
Yeah, Go ahead, Council, move on.
Right, Mr. Chairman, lines 14 and 15 are just renumbering lines 39 and 43 in the bill.
Okay.
The next substantive area is lines, page 23. Line 36.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the area, Mr. Chairman, that relates to changes concerning the standard of liability.
Correct. And these go down to where? These are a bunch of amendments that change the standard of liability.
Correct.
Making the exemption total to turning the exemption around to making it, there still remains liability on the basis of gross and willful negligence.
Well, that's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And this is relating to page 23, beginning in line 36, but it would cover subsection 6-7, and those people covered thereunder, and continues on the next page.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Page 24. And would end at the end of this page 2 of dash 16. Changing the standard would...
That's correct, Mr.
...would
Chair.
Go from line 16 through the end of the page.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
And that was a sense of the majority of the committee, although not every member. The next part of this relates on page 26.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. That appears at the top of page 3 of the dash 16 amendments.
And what does that do?
Mr. Chair, this deletes lines 30 through 44. That is a definitional section of what defining a chronically mentally ill person, and inserts a new definition.
The new definition being related to what?
The new definition is somewhat shorter, for one thing.
Uh-huh.
It removes from the top of page 27 certain criteria that may have been used.
Yes. Including the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders?
Yes, so, Mr. Chair.
On line 40.
That's
the printed bill, page 26.
Yes, it does, Mr. Chair.
I do believe was the intent of the committee to accomplish that purpose.
That is correct.
The next substantive deletion is lines 1 through 19 on page 27.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Relating to, well, that's the additional.
That's correct.
Part. So those should be taken as a group. Page 3 of the amendments, lines 1 through 14. Relate to the definition of chronically mentally ill.
That's correct.
Line 20 on page 27. No, I see. That's the very end of
it. That's correct.
That all relates to that. Representative Bauman.
I'm just curious. I noticed we changed chronically mentally ill person to fund chronically mentally ill. Are there references throughout the bill that will need to be cleaned up that relate to chronically mentally ill persons?
I don't know. They very well could be. I know
that
this is.
Is there a reason that we changed it from person to illness? I don't remember I don't remember a discussion about that, and I
believe there was, but I at this time am not exactly sure what it is, and the chair may want to call upon Mr. Young of the Attorney General's office, who was involved in redrafting the section for mental health division.
Why don't you bring Dr. Bray up with him, too? Trying to keep as many people off the stand as possible, considering we'll lose Representative Bellamy in 5.
Mr. Chairman, Lawrence Young for the Attorney General's office. The reason the definition of chronically mentally ill was changed from person to just a condition relates to the civil commitment criteria, and I believe the civil commitment criteria in the bill, well, it doesn't. I think this is the only place you'll find a reference to chronically mentally ill. In the bill, it's on page 5, line 8, chronically mentally ill. In the dash 14 amendments, it's on line 7 of the dash 14 amendment. So I don't think that there are cross-reference problems throughout the bill, and really what we're talking about is chronically mentally ill. We're not talking about a person.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. I think we have the entire bill before us, and the 3 relevant amendments would be 14, 15, and 16, and I guess we'll find out if there are any others that we should know about. Let me just go back to 16 and place a motion. See if I can place a motion on the record in just a minute.
Do you want a motion on 16, Mr. Chair?
Representative Bellamy, go ahead. Give it a try.
Well, I would move, start out with the move to amend House Bill 2324 with the dash 16 amendments with the exception of... With the exception of the amendments to Section 14 of the original bill, Section 14A through F, which I believe was the section that was supposed to stay in.
That's correct.
So my amendment would include not including those amendments and also not including the amendments that deal with page 20, sub 4 of section 26.
I think that's correct. Let me place the motion and see if I can understand it. If I can place the motion and restate it, we'll have it correct. Representative Bellamy moves to amend the bill by adopting dash 16 with the following corrections. First correction being on page 20 of the printed bill, the references to 151.450 from line 17 through 21 should be deleted. Additionally, dash 16 should be amended in that on in section 14 should be restored except for subsection 5, which was deleted, the penalty provision on district attorneys. That's it. I think that was your motion.
And on page 20, subsection 4, which the original amendments take out that sub 4 of 26, and we agreed to leave it in with an additional amendment to follow. Is that correct, staff?
I believe that was discussed, right.
Bill, where in dash 16 does that take it out?
Oh, it would be...
It would be page 20, something on page 20.
Line 13, page 13, 2.
Right. 35 through 38.
That's right. That's okay, so delete on dash 16, page 2, line 13, which would have the effect of restoring the original printed bill, page 20, lines 35 through 38. I will place that motion. Everybody understands it. The motion is now before us to adopt dash 16 as amended to the printed bill. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bellamy.
I would move the dash 15 amendments, which is the amendment that changes the reference to the Department of Justice and Mental Health.
And I'll place that motion, the dash 15 amendments, which is merely an internal bookkeeping matter between Department of Justice and the Mental Health Division. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to the motion to dash 15 being amended? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Bellamy.
If you're ready, I would move the dash 14 amendments, which are the amendments that now deal with the expanded criteria.
And I will place that motion, the effect of which is to restore to the bill in different form based on the legal analysis of those experts that have testified. The what is colloquially known as in this bill as the expanded criteria, along with the governor's commitment for increased funding in this area not enough, but I understand that he's got further commitments beyond what has been offered here. Discussion. Is there a discussion? Hearing no discussion, Debbie, will you call the roll?
Bauman?
Aye.
Delaney?
Aye.
Dix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Hammond?
Aye. Dash 14 is adopted, and the chair will move the bill as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Debbie?
Bauman?
Aye.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Dix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Hammond?
Aye. Motion is adopted, and the chair will carry the bill to the full committee.
Good.
I may even ask them about the stuff if they can. What's the other thing to do is just take the whole thing and put it in red. So when we have let me just make sure that.
Is there further business to come before the committee? Are we? Did I adjourn?
No. Why don't you do that?
Is there further business to come before the committee? Please note, committee members, we are posted to have a committee meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. We're adjourned.